Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Help Self with Matty with me, Matty from HelpSelfGuru.com, the podcast that helps you to help yourself using the self-help technique Help Self. The reaction to episode 1 has been pretty positive. My mate Rob thought it was all right. If you've listened to Ep 1, then you'll know it's all about the Help Self mantra technique, and there's also some tips on how to fix a fence. And if you haven't listened yet, I advise you to, as mantras come up a lot in Help Self. A good mantra is worth a thousand sayings, as somebody once said. This episode is called All Aboard the Mind Train, and it's about going on a journey, but the landscape is your head. So, choo-choo. I'm not sure about that. All Aboard the Mind Train is a motivational technique that aims to teach you how to help yourself in your life quest to get stuff done. And I'm now going to take you through the steps you need to take to do it. The stuff. Let's say that you've got something important that you need to do in your life. Like, for example, you've got to clean out your loft. And let's say that you set Saturday as loft clean day, but on the Friday night you remember that in the loft there's that box of stuff that belongs to your ex, and you don't think you can face all that just yet. There's things in there that could bring it all flooding back, like photos, letters, his and her key rings, and that old mixtape with 3 Coldplay songs on it. 3, I mean, 1's too many, but 3. The writing was on the wall after that, you tell yourself. It's not all yellow. Their music's yellow. With the All Aboard the Mind Train technique, what you do is on the Thursday, you buy yourself a mind train ticket. You don't really buy it, you just pretend. And that ticket is non-refundable, like so many of the tickets these days are, which is a payoff for making them so cheap. But you do also lose out on flexibility. Now, this ticket acts as an incentive, or prodder, as I call it, for your current life task. In this case, I'm using the example of a clear out, but it could just as well be doing a big shop or setting up an import-export business. And if you're particularly weak-willed, what you can do is draw and cut out your ticket and stick it next to your bed so you see it when you're woken up by the noise of wheelie bins on the Saturday morning. You see it and you think to yourself, I'd really like to stay in bed all morning, but I've got the ticket. I'd better use it. Let's get that mind train. So after a hearty breakfast, most important meal of the day apart from lunch, it's time to go to the mind train station. So you climb your stairs and stand on the landing looking up at the loft hatch, trying to remember the last time you went in there. I think it was to put that same box of stuff up there. Out of sight, out of mind. Which it was until now. Still, you've got the ticket. So you lower the hatch with the pole thing and then take about 5 minutes trying to get down the retractable ladder, which that bloke down the road put in, cash in hand. And once it's down and as secure as it's ever going to be, it's time to get onto the mind platform. So up the ladder we go, look out for the bit at the top that snags your best jeans, fumble around for the light switch, and it's full of flies. Dead and alive. And dust. So much dust. Where's it all come from? Remember, the train's leaving soon, and you're going to be on it. But before you can board, you have to clean the loft. That's the whole point. That's why we're here. So what have we got? Look around. Your old fishing kit. Those magazines that may or may not be worth something. Some mini discs. That easel you bought when you were going to teach yourself to paint. And right in front of you is Judy's, your ex's, box of stuff. Now, with the mind train technique, it's very important at this point that you don't look at the box. Don't look at it. Push it away with your foot. Where's the train? Should be here by now. Find something to take your mind off the box. Let's see, what's in this bag? Some of my old clothes. Wait a minute, these aren't mine. They're... Where's that mind train? Here it comes. I can hear it coming into the station. Oh, it's a steam engine. I went on a steam train once, on my birthday, with... It's going away again. It's gone. It didn't stop. The mine train didn't stop in the mine station. So what the mine train is telling us by not stopping is that perhaps the loft is not in need of a clear out after all. But you had to go to the station to find that out. That's the thing about mine trains. They're not like real trains. They're mine trains. Pull yourself together and carefully make your way back down the ladder. Watch out for the wobble on the third rung from the bottom. Spend another 5 minutes closing the hatch and then stare up at it and vow to yourself that you will never, never go up there again unless it's really, and I mean really, necessary. There's a good reason to put stuff up there, and it's so you don't have to bother your head with it. That's why we put stuff in lofts. Shove it in there and shut the hatch. Just forget about it. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast and you will endeavour to employ the All Aboard the Mine Train technique for things that you want to achieve in your life. I know somebody who used it regularly. Now she's living with a fitness coach in Sudbury. To sign up for the full programme, just visit helpselfguru.com. And for information about steam trains, just put steam train into any search engine, remembering a day trip on one may not be as romantic as you think. Next time, we'll be focusing on acronyms like NATO and how they can aid HelpSelf. So, TTFN, HSs.